Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Welcome back to Dan Issel and Louis Ribeau on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Dan and Louis.
All right, welcome back in. 11 o'clock hour here, Issel and Louis on 680, 105.7. Of course, the 11 o'clock hour brought to you by our friends at Delta Dental of Kentucky, ky.deltadental.com. For all those dental and vision plans, the vision plans through vspky.deltadental.com. Signed, sealed, delivered. Our guy, Jay Davis, calling in from Detroit for his weekly spot here at 11. Brought to you by our friends over at Mr. G's Kettle Corn, mrgskettlecorn.com. Jay got his first shipment yesterday. We are on the edge of our seats here, Jay, because you are both a power rankings guy and a popcorn guy. How was the popcorn? How are you? Did your wife eat more of the popcorn than you? How did it go?
I am good. We both had some last night after the kids went to bed, so we didn't have to share it with three other people.
That's how you do that.
Yeah, no, I liked all three of them. I got the kettle, the movie theater, and the salted caramel. She, as soon as I opened the box and she saw the salted caramel, that's what Lisa went right for. But yeah, I liked all three of them. I probably ate a little bit more than I should have, but I do that every night anyway. So what's the difference?
That theater, the size of that bag is just so, it's horrible because there's so horrible in the best way. There's just so much freaking popcorn in it.
So I got two of each, and at least one bag in a movie theater will be gone before Saturday.
Okay, there you go. That's not too bad then. Okay. Jay Davis with us from Cranes Detroit, of course, in his weekly spot here. Again, Mr. G's Kettle Corn, mrgskettlecorn.com. You can find them at every UK football game, by the way. They have six different areas set up at the stadium. They're also at all the Western Kentucky football games, so go check them out when you're down there. And of course, you can find them at your local Kroger store. That's mrgskettlecorn.com. I am a theater person. Dan, I'll have to get you a shipment when I do next month's shipment. Jay, I was telling the story. I went to the post office around the corner from Mr. G's, and the ladies in there, when he comes in to ship things, he brings them popcorn. So now I have to be a purveyor of popcorn to both you and the ladies working at the post office in the West End. So,
you're the popcorn plug.
There it is. So, Jay Davis with us, man. I don't know where to start. Are you interested in the Aaron Judge story?
Everybody's been talking about that, and, you know, just from the historical standpoint of the, you know, actual single season record, and it seems like just over the last couple of days that the major outlets have switched and just said, yeah, he's going for the Yankee record and the American League record, you know, because the three highest totals are all in the National League with Bonds, Sosa, and McGuire. And, you know, before, you know, there's been a lot of people, even Roger Maris's son, talking about, yeah, this is the record. But I was a little bit, I don't want to say confused, but it was interesting. I think it was Sunday night. The Yankees were on ESPN, and they actually had Barry Bonds on for like the entire game with Alex Rodriguez and Michael Kay, I think. So, even they're acknowledging that, you know, I don't think Barry Bonds wouldn't have done that if he had, you know, known that they weren't going to acknowledge him as the single season home run king. So, I mean, it's just been interesting to see how people's perspectives on it, you know, just in terms of, you know, steroids and everything like that. I mean, you look at – actually, I did it last night. I looked at Roger Maris's stats. I think he played 12 years. He ended up with 275 home runs, which, you know, what that's the average of, what, 22 or 23 a year.
Yep.
But he had this three-year period where he went 39, 61, 33. So, you know, who's to say that, you know, he was even clean? I mean, he might not have been taking steroids, but he could have been taking something. I'm not saying he was, you know, I'm not alleging anything, but, you know, I think it's unfair to the guys from the, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s to just assume that everybody who did it before and everybody who did it after is completely clean.
Yeah.
Jay, back in those days, the only thing they were on was Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Exactly.
That's what those guys were on. To kind of disagree with you a little bit, it's interesting that Major League Baseball recognizes Barry Bonds' 73 home runs as a record, but they don't elect him to the Hall of Fame. How does that work?
Well, the league recognizes it, but I mean, the league doesn't vote for the Hall of Fame. It's, you know, all the writers are, you know, they try to be gatekeepers, you know, particularly in baseball more so than any other sport, I think.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
And that, like Barry Bonds to me, so I talk about this with, you know, got a group chat with six or seven of my best friends. And we talk, you know, sometimes about this, and we'll, you know, Barry's rookie year was like 85 or 86, right? And then a lot of people assume that he started taking whatever allegedly in like 98, 99. So that if you look at that 12 or 13 year period before he's alleged to have started taking anything, he already had a Hall of Fame career. You know, he had, you know, a couple of MVPs and, you know, 300 seasons and things like that. So, you know, I just don't like the morality play, because, you know, with sports, you can go a lot of different ways with that. There's been a lot of different things alleged about, you know, like just locally, Ty Cobb is allegedly an awful, awful person, but he, you know, was like a first ballot Hall of Famer, you know, so you can go that way with, you know, with a number of players. I just don't think it's fair that they do it to, you know, Barry Bonds. And, you know, I mean, he's much better than Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. I don't want to put them in his class, but, you know, just him and Barry Bonds in particular, I think it's been very, very unfair how he's been treated.
Jay Davis with us here in his usual 11 o'clock spot, sponsored now by our friends at Mr. G's Kettle Corn. Find their stuff at Kroger. That's where I get mine. I go to Kroger. Dan was shocked to learn that I actually pay for my own popcorn. But, you know, got to help out the sponsors. They're helping us out.
The point I was trying to make was I was thinking that you might have been taking some of Jay's popcorn to your house, and how come I didn't get any? That was the point I was making.
I sealed up the box at Mr. G's, and then we shipped it with all the tape on it. So there you go. I'm looking at some of these numbers, and I largely agree with you, Jay, that, you know, I mean, there's a story of Ty Cobb going into the stands to beat up a woman, right? I mean, like, the guy, guy was awful, and he's in the first Hall of Fame class because, I mean, cripes, he hit 20 for 3 years in a row or something? I mean, cripes almighty, I mean, he's an incredible baseball player, especially for his era. And so, yeah, I mean, I would not be surprised if we found out that Aaron Judge was doing some kind of treatment to play 155 games this year that... or 151 so far, I guess, that we would find objectionable or fans would find objectionable or something like that.
Here's my argument.
This is,
go ahead, Jay.
I don't mean to cut you off, Dan, but I was just going to say that's the thing. The leagues are assuming the fans care about this stuff when that's not the case.
Right.
I don't care. Remember back when, you know, I can't remember what year it was, they had Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux, two of the best pitchers ever, and, you know, the Chicks dig a long ball commercial. They had pitchers doing that. So, you know, it's not even like, I mean, you probably have a couple of pitchers who are like, yeah, you know, my livelihood was ruined because Barry Bonds hit three home runs off of me in one game. That's completely not true. Your livelihood was ruined because you weren't that good of a pitcher. But, you know, it's a lot of these leagues, and you can go a lot of different ways with this. You know, they assume a lot about the fan bases. I have one top of my mind about the NFL, but that's off topic. But yeah, you know, the leagues largely just assume things about their fan bases instead of, you know, just letting the people think for themselves. And, you know, that's just where a lot of this stuff comes from.
Jay, are you a fan of Two and a Half Men?
No.
You don't watch that show?
I've never seen it either. Yeah.
You're kidding.
No, is it good?
Well, it's very irreverent, but it's a funny show. But there's a scene where Charlie is watching SportsCenter, and he says, "This guy's leading the league with 13 home runs." He said, "That was a good weekend for Sammy Sosa."
Yeah.
But what I was going to say when I cut you off, Jay, and I apologize, is the reason Aaron Judge looks like Aaron Judge looked when he first came to the Yankees. You can look at Bonds and McGuire and Sosa, and you can see their bodies change.
I hate to keep going back to Barry Bonds, but I don't know if this is true or not, but I just remember, reading or watching, when the sports reporter used to be on ESPN every Sunday, just after 98, 99, when McGuire was like 70 and 65 and, Sosa was like 66 and 61 or something like that. I think he looked at all of the praise and publicity those two got, and he was like, "Look, I've been better than both of those guys my entire career. Yeah. I'm gonna show that if I do the same thing they're doing, I can do it much better than they had." And that's what he did. I'm not the morality police. In the grand scheme of things, he did. They play a game, but I think a lot of I hate to keep going back to Barry Bonds. I think Barry Bonds is one of the very, very best baseball players ever. And I just think after those 2 years, he looked at that and, he was like, "Look, why are they getting so much love? I've been the man for, 12 or 13 years already." So I think he looked at that and was like, "I'm going to show that I can do what they're doing and do it much better." I mean, you can even look at a guy find a picture of David Ortiz when he was in Minnesota.
Yeah, Dan brought up Sammy Sosa with the White Sox, yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of instances. I mean, look at what everybody – the only reason anybody remembers Brady Anderson's name is because he had 51 home runs in, 1996 or something. And, then he fell off the face of the earth. There's plenty of examples. I don't know if people harp on Barry Bonds because they think he didn't need it or what. But like I said, 86 to, 97, 98, he already had a Hall of Fame career. He had already won 3 MVPs, led the league in walks 5 or 6 times. So – I mean, I just don't like how, the writers are, trying to play morality police. I think a lot of it is because, people looked at him, as kind of a jerk, because he wasn't, super open with the media, but that's not his job. If you have media availability and you answer the questions, that's all you have to do. He doesn't have to be best buddies with Buster Olney.
Jay Davis with us. There are other examples of this too. Like Kobe, in the middle of his career, goes to Germany to get a knee treatment, and none of us care. And then Tiger Woods falls off after they start drug testing in golf, and no one talks about it. Right?
Right. I don't understand it. What is it about baseball? I mean, I think part of it is because Lou, we've heard this for all our lives that hitting the home run is the hardest thing in sports to do.
Yeah, of course.
But you still have to make contact with the ball.
Yes.
And Barry Bonds is better at making contact with the ball than probably all but maybe 2 or 3 baseball players who have ever played the game.
Dude, he was Tony Gwynn, but he could hit the home run. That's how coordinated he was and how freaking. I mean, his sense of the strike zone was. I still haven't seen another hitter like that, and I'm including Tony Gwynn in that conversation because I was lucky. I got to see all those guys in person. I mean, Tony Gwynn, I got to actually see a full series, 4-game series, and he was hitting .399 at the time, and it was August.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy was locked in. It was incredible to watch him. I got to – this is, really weird humble brag, but I was in Montreal. I got to watch Pedro Martinez throw a 3-hitter, and Tony Gwynn had all 3 of the hits.
Really?
It's one of the coolest games I've ever been to, and it's just a regular season Tuesday in Montreal. Yeah,
so, that's great. Yeah. Hey Jay, NBA training camps open this week.
The Warriors are on NBA TV tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm ready.
All right. What's the biggest story out there in the NBA with the season starting for Jay Davis?
There's so many of them, just in terms of guys coming back, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, Jamal Murray and Michael Porter in Denver. It's what happens if we get a season with, the last few years, and I don't know what to attribute it to, but there's been a super high number of injuries across the league. And I'm just thinking now, you know, what happens? How does everything play out if we get a year with, you know, minimal injuries where a guy tweaks his ankle and misses a week or two instead of being out for 2 months, you know? So if, you know, all things being equal, I just want to see, you know, what the league looks like in April going into the playoffs. If, you know, if all the teams going into the playoffs are relatively healthy, you know, we got, you know, I don't know what's going on with Lonzo Ball. He said, you know, he can't even walk upstairs in his house. So I don't know what's going on with that. And, you know, just looking at, you know, some of the deals that were made with Atlanta, adding DeJounte Murray to, you know, to that backcourt with Trae Young, I think he's going to help Trae out a lot, you know, particularly on defense, because DeJounte Murray is a all-league defender. You know, that'll allow Trae Young, obviously, to play off the ball a lot more, run off some screens, you know, get some more wide open looks from three. It's just a lot going on, and I can't wait for it to get started.
Jay Davis with us in his usual 11 o'clock spot, brought to you by our friends at Mr. G's Kettle Corn. A reminder, non-GMO corn from silo to your bag within 2 weeks. Really delicious. Jay has given out. You went sweet and salty on top, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. My wife, she's by choice, she's dairy-free, and she read the bag. She's like, oh, let me have some of that. And, you know, we crushed, like, almost the whole bag of the salted caramel.
And the salted caramel, of course. And then, of course, my favorite, the movie theater. So, you know, just looking through, and, you know, computer projections are what they are. You have the Pistons having a surprisingly good year. The ESPN model has them winning 26 games. What are you seeing that the computer models are not seeing? By the way, Dan, your Nuggets are number 2 in the West in the models.
Well, they should be. If they're healthy, they should be number 2.
Yeah.
If Denver's healthy, that's a final team.
I think you're right, Jay.
Ooh, I like that.
Just with the Pistons, I think there's some, you know, this is Kay Cunningham's second year.
Yep.
You know, usually you see guys take that jump in year 2, and, you know, I'm just interested to see what kind of jump he takes. You know, can he average 20-10? You know, can he, you know, help Jay Nivey, you know, potentially get rookie of the year? Because, you know, that's what it'll be, you know, with him being the lead guard. You know, he'll be spoon feeding Jay Nivey a lot. The Bogdanovich deal is interesting because he, as soon as that deal was, you know, was signed and completed, he became easily the best shooter on the team.
Yes.
And I know he's not like a plus defender. He's got the length to do a decent job there. I think he should start a small forward for him just for that alone. You know, they have some depth up front with Jaden Duren and Isaiah Stewart and Marvin Bagley. It's, you know, they're a young team. You know, I think they have the potential to be what Cleveland was last year. And if Cleveland hadn't had all those injuries right after the All-Star break to particularly Jared Allen and Evan Mobley, I think they would have had home court in the first round of the playoffs. They wouldn't have had to be in that play-in against Brooklyn. But, you know, you have these young teams every year, you know, because the players are playing all year. You know, they're working out with vets in the summer now. You know, you see it online. And, you know, there's going to be some teams that are really bad, but I just think, you know, the Pistons have the potential to – I don't want to say sneak up on some people because finishing 10th in the East isn't like that great, but having that extra game or two, you know, that last week of the season when everybody's watching and there's something at stake, you know, I think that goes a long way.
That'd be fun. Jay, what about the drama in Brooklyn? It looks like they've all wrapped their arms around one another and sang Kumbaya. I mean, are they the favorites, or do the wheels fall off again at some point?
At this point, I don't think the wheels are going to fall off. I just think, you know, on paper they should be one of the favorites. I wouldn't put them at the top just because, you know, there's a lack of continuity there. Even with what's going on in Boston, I would still have Boston and Milwaukee at the top of the East, and then, you know, there's a tier below them. There's teams like Philly and Miami and Atlanta, and, you know, I'll throw Brooklyn in there right now just because of all the unknowns. But yeah, I would look at, you know, Brooklyn, if, like I said, it's another one of those things that, you know, if they get, let's just say they even get 70 games out of Kevin Durant and 65 out of Kyrie and 60 out of Ben Simmons, that's a 50-win team. And, you know, 53 wins in the East last year was the number one seed. So, you know, they have all the potential in the world and, you know, and the talent. So, you know, they just have to go out and do it and just play basketball.
How many wins do you think Udoka not being there is worth?
I think early on that might make a big difference, but you know, as the season goes along, I think, you know, at some point you just have to play. You know, Missoula was an assistant last year, so I don't think they're going to be running anything different. You know, they have more depth than they had last year. Well, I mean, Gallinari being out hurts, but Malcolm Brogdon, if they can get 60 games out of him, which is a huge if, that'll make a big difference. Put him in the backcourt with Marcus Smart as far as defense. You know, they still have their guys. You know, Brown and Tatum are probably, I would say, the best young duo in the league. It's going to hurt them having Robert Williams out, because when he's in the lineup, they're a totally different defensive team. But, you know, I think they'll be fine by Christmas. You know, they might start, you know, 6-7 or something like that, you know, just because, you know, like I said, Udoka was their leader. But I think they'll be fine just because, like I said, that's a cohesive unit. You know, everybody knows what their role is. And, you know, last year, you know, I think did a lot for that team, even though they lost in the finals. There's room for growth there. And, you know, I think that's a team that, like I said, should still be competing for the Eastern Conference Championship this year.
Jay, another team that seems to have a lot of stuff, a lot of extra baggage right now, stuff going on off the court, is Phoenix. Of course, they've got the situation with the owner now selling the team. And yesterday it comes out, Andre Ayton says he has not talked to Monty Williams since Game 7 that they got beat by Dallas.
I heard that. I think, you know, I heard a little bit more of that. I think the full context of that was they hadn't talked about him getting benched in that game. You know, I obviously that's something they need to discuss, but I think that was the totality of that.
I think
they're going to take a step back, regardless, just for, you know, like we're talking about, you know, the Clippers getting Paul George and Kawhi back, Denver being fully healthy, you know, the Warriors being a defending champs, and, you know, Steph, even, you know, at 33, 34, still playing at a high level. I think they're no better than fourth or fifth in the West next year. There's going to be some regression there. Part of that is, I mean, what's Chris Paul going to look like at 37, 38 years old? You know, Jay Crowder is not, you know, nobody's going to consider him an all-star, but he was a good glue guy for him. I know he caused some drama, you know, a few days ago, asking pretty much not to come to camp. But, yeah, I just see their regression is going to come from, I think, teams just getting guys back and being just having better players than them at this point, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Popcourt aficionado Jay Davis with us here on 680-1057. Issel and Louis with you up until noon. Bob will be on with you. A bit of Fast Break Friday on a Thursday with Paul Rogers, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Get you out of here on this, Jay. College football. Dan and I were talking on Tuesday. What do you think is more likely? Michigan loses to Ohio State. It's their only loss of the season. They make the playoff, or Oklahoma wins out and their only loss is at home to Kansas State. Would they make the college football playoff?
You know, that depends on what that score is. So let's say Michigan, Ohio State's a repeat of 2006. You know, Ohio State gets out to the big lead in the first half. Michigan, you know,
is that 44-41? Is that right?
In the second half, it was 42-39.
Okay, got it.
If it wasn't for a personal foul on, I think it was Sean Crable, Michigan probably wins that game.
Right.
You know, if you have a game like that, that's a 3-point game. You know, at 11-1, Michigan's in the top 4 or 5 all year. I think they would do that. I mean, the Big 12, you know, is just weird. The Big 12 is a lot of fun. That's easily the most fun Power 5 conference.
I agree.
Just on a week-to-week basis. So, I mean, you know, Oklahoma, what did Oklahoma drop after they lost that game last week? 12 spots?
They're 18th,
you know,
now. Yep.
So the pollsters didn't really believe in them in the first place. I mean, you know, where's Kansas State in the rankings? I haven't looked at them in a couple of days. You know, it's not like Kansas State's ranked like number 12 now, you know, so
25.
I don't really think they believed in Oklahoma in the first place. So I could totally see, you know, Michigan at 11-1 with a, you know, 3 or 6 point loss against Ohio State getting in the playoff.
Well, there you go. He's Jay Davis. He joins us from Cranes, Detroit every week. Jay Davis _1981 on Twitter. Go find his stuff there. Less sneaker talk than usual. You doing okay?
Actually, you know what? I was told by a certain person who I'm very close with that I need to consolidate my collection. So I'm working on doing that right now. I'm very, very selective about what I pick up now. So.
Oh, man. That's great. I made that suggestion to my wife once, and then a bunch of obscenities happened, and now I don't ask about it anymore. So there you go.
Good. We're gonna have as many shoes as we want to have,
dude. It's literally half of the closet in our house. I mean racks and racks and racks. It's anyways. All right, he's Jay Davis. He's brought to you by Mr. Cheese Kettle Corn. We appreciate it, and I'm glad you enjoyed the popcorn. You will be getting a shipment the first week of every month from here on out. So there you go.
I'm looking forward to that.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, Jay Davis.
You know, the one thing
I... Avery, actually? I think Dan's a bigger fan of Jay than I am. And I'm a big fan of Jay's.
Jay's good.
Yeah, he's great.
Jay's got good stuff. And I love talking about the NBA.
Right, yeah.
And he comes with it. The one thing that I wanted to ask him about that I forgot is this story about... did you see that Steve Nash was misquoted yesterday?
Oh,
yeah, Steve Nash was talking about Ben Simmons.
Yep.
And he said he was quoted as saying he doesn't need to shoot, right?
Yes.
What the actual quote was, it is, I hope he doesn't shoot. That's what he really said. Wow. Hey, a reminder that this hour of the show is brought to you by Delta Dental of Kentucky. Whether you're looking for dental coverage for your employees or an individual or family policy, Delta Dental of Kentucky has you covered with a nationwide network of dentists. Plus, they offer Delta Vision, a comprehensive vision plan through VSP. Enrolling in a dental or vision plan is easy. Just call 1-800-955-2030 or visit them online at ky.deltadental.com.
You're listening to Dan Issel and Louis Rabeau on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Dan and Louis.
All right, welcome back in. Final segment here, Issel and Louis, on a Thursday, brought to you this hour by the Kentucky version of Delta Dental, Delta Dental of Kentucky, ky.deltadental.com. Pardon me. They also offer those vision plans through VSP. So if you need an individual, a family, or some plans for your employees, go check them out, ky.deltadental.com. All right, Dan, with the rapper Coolio passing away yesterday, do you have any parting shots?
No, I saw that story, yeah. And I have, as I've said before, rap music is not on my playlist. I have no idea who this guy is.
Got it. So I've got.
Excuse me. Who this guy was?
Right. So Coolio had a couple of songs when I was in school that were played at every dance you would go to, and they were very catchy and very good. So it was one of those. I'm getting to an age where the people who wrote the music of my childhood are passing away.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Coolio was one of those guys. So yeah, rest in peace for him.
Can you hum a few bars of that song?
Can you find 1, 2, 3, 4 for me, Avery? And we'll just play that for Dan. We'll have to be really careful. Get a clean version. make sure we did do that.
See, that's why you just hit it right on the head. That's why I don't listen to rap music, is because you have to find the clean version to be able to put it on.
That's not the only reason.
When I was back in Lexington for Mike's memorial, my daughter and grandson flew in, surprised me, because they knew, you know, how nervous I get when I have to talk. So, and they rode back with me.
Right.
And so my grandson, it comes my grandson's time to... Yep. To drive. And so the driver gets to pick the music.
Yep.
So he puts something, you know, he does something with his Bluetooth or whatever it is, and it comes through the car. And about the first four words of the first four word or four words in the first line are F words. And I said, pull over. If that's the music you're going to play, you don't get to drive. And so he stopped playing it, drove for about 15 minutes to the next exit. And so he drove about 15 minutes in the 17-hour trip. So
there you go. A reminder, too, by the way, if you want to tailgate in style like 680 this year, right along Card March, check out Revel XP. It's the ultimate fan experience. Set up everything, the tents, the tables, the coolers, satellite TV, premium parking, everything there. You can buy a setup for one game, so maybe get looking ahead a couple weeks to Pitt about a month from now. Or you can get it for the whole season. Just go to the U of L schedule page on gocards.com and click on the tailgate packages. It's Revel XP, an elite fan experience. They're available all over the place, too. Someone texted in to the text line today that they are using Revel XP in Oxford this weekend, and that's a really I hadn't thought about that, but it makes a ton of sense that if you're traveling to an away game,
man, absolutely,
let somebody else do that tailgate for you.
And then
you know, we used to, Dan, when we would tailgate at Michigan State, I would invite opposing fan bases to come sit with us because they just didn't know where to go. Right. So like the Wisconsin fans were in town and they're like, where do people tailgate? It's like, oh, just come sit with us. No big deal. That kind of thing. If you don't even have to do that, right? You know, like leech off of someone else's. You got a Revel XP to check up all that stuff for you. Go check them out. Like I mentioned, though, at the U of L, at gocards.com, excuse me, on the tailgate packages, the U of L schedule page. So there you go. Couple of stories. I didn't put a true like culture thing on here.
Culture, I want to say the culture item that you put on yesterday was spectacular.
Oh.
The Spiral Galaxy.
I'm glad you got to. Great.
We talked about it for quite a while. That's just spectacular.
It's
unbelievable that other stuff is out there that pretty.
Yeah. I have a bunch of texts about you not liking curse words. It's pretty great. All right, so the last two items on here are kind of culture items for me. So do you know who Mark Zuckerberg is?
Yes.
Okay, so he has gotten...
Hey, I don't listen to rap music. I'm not an idiot.
Well, you're not on Twitter or anything. Don't yell at me. Don't yell at me. Settle down. I just didn't know if you knew who Mark Zuckerberg
Mark
was.
Zuckerberg is the guy who stole the idea from his college roommates and has become one of the richest men in the world. I know exactly who Mark Zuckerberg is.
Man, I phone number ending in 31. I appreciate the text messages. Keep them coming. 437-9680 in the UPS Jobs text line. He has gotten into mixed martial arts recently, especially into Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And he's been pretty public about it, and there's actually videos of him working out and doing those kinds of things. And it looks like he has rented the entirety of the Apex facility for the Saturday UFC card.
Must be great to have money, huh?
Holy bleep. Now, have you? So I've told the story before. Everybody has a family member that's the richest person in their family. And my uncle, for his 70th birthday, bought 16 seats on the sixth floor for the Derby. Mm-hmm. And we went Oaks and Derby and that kind of thing. And that's like the one boom event that I've been to that. What is Dan Issel's story? Have you ever done something like this, like rented a theater for you and Sherry or anything like that?
Well, that rich person in my family is me.
That's why I'm asking. Yeah.
So let's see. What's I'm trying to think. I think about the biggest thing I've ever done is. Doing suites at athletic contests,
sure.
Like doing suites at the Nuggets game or at the. I know. I know. One year here in Denver, we did a derby party.
Okay.
At the racetrack, and we rented the dining
room. At Arapahoe.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
At Arapahoe Park, we rented the dining room for our party. I guess that's the biggest thing we've ever done.
Okay, all right.
Well, so
need to step that game up, buddy.
Yeah, but how how about this? And I guess it wasn't for public knowledge,
right?
Because the guy who runs the thing,
Dana White, Yep.
Yeah. He just said there's no public sales and no media can come in. And I get, yeah, Dana White. And some girl, some woman named Mackenzie Dern, who is in, and I had no idea until I read this story, she's in the strawweight division. I didn't know there was a strawweight division.
That's what my wife fights in, strawweight.
Exactly, exactly, yeah. I'm at the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, no kidding.
But evidently it was Ms. Dern who tweeted out that Zuckerberg has rented the whole arena. But, yeah, that's... That's when you know you have more money than you know what to do with, is when you rent out an entire arena for you and your friends to watch martial arts.
Yeah, one of our kids recently went to a birthday party where I guess the movie theater has smaller theaters and you can rent the theater for the birthday party. And they let you bring in, you know, whatever you want, and the kids all get a chair that has a table and everything and that kind of thing. And I was surprised how inexpensive that is, actually.
Mm.
Because kids' birthday parties, man, you can spend some freaking money. Oof. I mean, we have a rule in our house because we have four kids. You get a serious birthday party every 3 years. Like, and if you want to have, you want to have your friends over, you know, at the house and whatever else, like, totally fine. We'll do something like that. That's totally fine. But, like, if you want, like, an arcade kind of birthday party, you get one every 3 years, because damn, that's like $500, $600 easy.
Oh yeah,
I mean, no, easy for these parties. So, and the movie theater was considerably less than that, so I'm gonna look into that.
One of the most off the hook little kids birthday parties I've ever seen.
Did
was
you just
when,
say
when,
off the hook?
Yeah,
attaboy, keep going.
Is that not right?
No, it's great for 1997, but keep going. Yeah,
I don't like you. First you get drunk. First you get drunk and don't show up for work. Now you come in and you're making fun of me.
Oh man!
When Sheridan and Rick got a job in San Francisco,
okay,
and they were out there for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
But Ben couldn't have been 5 or 6 years old, and he was invited to this birthday party. Now, they lived in a pretty affluent community over in the East Bay, and the birthday party was, they had a suite at a San Francisco 49er game, and then after the game was over, oh, who's the quarterback? He was in Kansas City before Mahomes. No, but before Mahomes.
Or excuse me.
Then had the terrible Smith, had the terrible leg injury.
Oh, Alex Smith, yes.
Alex Smith. So after the game is over, Alex Smith is the starting quarterback for the 49ers. He comes up to the suite. I don't know what this cost him. And each kid gets an official NFL autographed football from Alex Smith. And so, jeez, Ben comes home with it. He's like 5 or 6 years old and has this autographed football.
Awesome. Obviously, I meant Joe Montana. I don't know why I said the Broncos. Yeah, the Broncos. just thinking about Denver, I guess. But yeah, no, that's awesome. That's a great experience. I was really lucky when I was a little kid. The Red Wings would play alumni games around the state, and as like between periods entertainment, they would let little kids play like a quick scrimmage, like a 3-4-5 minute scrimmage, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I got to play in one where it was like Gordie Howe, Ted Lindsay, like all the absolute goats of the Red Wings, and they all watched me play hockey. And I just remember, I've never gotten over that. I still think about it, you know. So
that's great. That was pretty awesome. Now, there are moments like that in your life that are fun. Hey, Louie, a reminder: Bearnose Pizza, our friends out at Bearnose,
little Bearmo,
Bowman Field, Rob Moody. There are 14 area locations in Kentucky, Anna. Carry out, delivery, or dine in. Yeah, it's that good. Bearnose Pizza.
They'll be bringing pizza by tomorrow. That'll be the downtown location. But today, yep, of course, is Wing Zone Thursday. Thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping it off. Reminder, they've got the 20 and 40 deal going right now for either boneless or original. 20 for 20, 40 for 40 going on right now. Great for parties and tailgates or football watch parties. order online, wingzone.com, two Louisville locations, Hikes Point and Poplar Level Road. I was in there not terribly long ago. They still have the $9.39 lunch special. 10 boneless wings, 10 boneless wings, a wedge, and a drink for $9.93. It's a really, really great deal. So get over there and tell them we sent you.
Louis, one of the other items you have on here is, besides Mark Zuckerberg, is LeBron James, yeah, Kevin Love,
I love this story,
and Draymond Green have agreed to invest in a pickleball team.
That is America's fastest growing sport, and it's not close. Like, not close at all.
Have you ever played pickleball?
Yeah, not seriously, but a little bit, yeah. The only problem with pickleball is the noise is very annoying. Did you find 1, 2, 3, 4, by the way? Go ahead and just play that.
I have an instrumental because that's going to be safe.
Let's do that. Yeah, play that in the background. We'll just talk over it. You'll see how catchy the music is, at least, Dan.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm amazed even now if you drive through parks how many courts have just been converted to pickleball courts.
Hmm. I don't recognize that at all.
Turn it up a little bit.
You were dancing to that in high school?
Oh, man, Dan, I was dominating to that in high school.
See, my vision of you at a high school dance is like standing against a wall with the other nerds.
Appreciate that. So interesting thing for me is actually I went to a majority-minority high school. And if people know, if you go to a high school that's majority-minority, the dances are awesome. Like, they're awesome. So the standing on the wall was not an option.
I got you.
That was just not an option. If you were going to be culturally part of the group, you had to shake a leg, my friend, to use a 1950s term. So
now, explain this. I have on the old laptop here a couple of goobers playing pickleball. Is it like tennis? Is that what it is?
Essentially, it is. It is tennis because you've got the net, you've got the area to hit in, but... Excuse me, play with a sort of like a wiffle ball, so it can't travel very far or quick. And so the reason the game is so attractive to so many people is it's a lot less movement than tennis, but you're active and you're moving around. It's just a lot easier on your joints because you're covering a lot less space.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. And so now there's a, I guess, professional pickleball league.
Yeah, a guy I went to high school with who was a tennis player. Actually won the national title like 3 years ago, and now the sport has blown up. I feel bad for him because he was easily one of the best players, and now he's in his 40s when the professional league actually starts. I think had this been like 10 years ago, his name is Andrew, I think he would have been a professional pickleball player. I'd probably had a 5-6 year career.
They actually talked about this on Pardon the Interruption yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And Wilbon said, he said, follow what LeBron does. He said, LeBron has had some real home runs in the investing, the investing world. So,
yes.
So maybe he knows what he's doing here with pickleball.
Well, the thing about pickleball is if you watch a set or a point even, it's a ton of action. It is, it's the softball version of tennis coming down on the text line. It's kind of right. Yeah, it's kind of like that. It is a little bit shorter, a little bit less movement on everything. Hey, can you help the focus guy get in the door there? Sorry. I look over and there's someone leaning in and trying to get my attention from the window outside. If people don't know, you could just walk by West Cardinal Boulevard here and see all of us doing the shows in here. Not Dan, of course, but people. And LeBron is like way ahead of it. And this sport is just, it's exploding. So
it would be very easy
to televise as well. So
yeah, all of the courts that I see, Louis, are doubles. Are there single pickleball matches too?
I think there are, but far and away, people like to play doubles. Far and away.
Okay.
I would guess it's probably 95% of the matches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you go. There's your culture item of the day.
There you go.
I thought those pictures yesterday of that Spiral Galaxy. I mean, it's I already thought I had a good grasp on how insignificant all of us are on this planet, this tiny little green and blue dots hurling through space. But those pictures are like, oh, we're literally nothing. Like,
no. And you know, when you start talking about 125 million light years away. Right. I can't even get my head around how far that is.
So, by the way, Rory McIlroy, Ambassador Rory McIlroy, suddenly concerned about the golf rift.
Louie? I've got to be real honest with you. I didn't even open this up. I could care less what McIlroy has to say because he's just a puppet.
Boom.
He's just a puppet for the PGA. And
that's why it's noteworthy.
And I've said all along, I said from the very beginning, the PGA is scared to death of LIV. And now, I've said this for years. The reason the ABA didn't make it was not because the basketball was not entertaining.
Oh.
Not because we didn't have as many stars as the NBA had. We had more young stars. I mean, I can go right down the list. Julius, George McGinnis, George Gervin. The reason the ABA did not make it was the lack of a television contract.
Right.
And now LIV, even though it looks like they're buying the time and selling the advertisement themselves, LIV is going to be on television. And you can't tell me that they're coming down and there's a match with Dustin Johnson and Koepka and DeChambeau, and they're playing for $25 million. You can't tell me people aren't going to watch this. And so I didn't even open it up. I don't care what McIlroy has to say.
Well, I think it's noteworthy only because of what you said. He's the mouthpiece for the PGA. He's taken on that role. And if he's concerned about a rift all of a sudden, that means that they know that the LIVs, especially announcing that they're going to be on TV because everyone's like, oh, you can't even watch it. It's on the internet. Okay, well, it's about to not be. And frankly, I want you to look up something before we get back together tomorrow. Called Country Club Adjacent.
Country Club Adjacent, okay.
Okay, and it's just a group of guys who follow the LIV Tour, and they just make fun of the guys golfing, and then they go to the press conferences and ask silly questions. And I'm telling you, it's one of the smartest marketing things I've seen around golf my entire life. Because it's
Country Club Adjacent.
They just mess around and have fun with golfers. And usually, do you think of golfers as being interesting dudes?
No.
That's the point, right?
No.
So they go in and they ask these ridiculous questions. And what I appreciate is the LIV Tour clearly gets it. Clearly gets it. These guys get to stand like 10 feet from these guys teeing off. And it's really remarkable how funny these guys are.
All right. I have my homework assignment.
And so check that out. I just think they're going to start doing small things that you're already seeing the PGA copy some of them, of course. But that, even... That's gonna cater to a guy who doesn't find the PGA to be this pure entity that they make it out to be. If you listen to McIlroy or whatever, but rather wants to have fun with these things. But it's literally in every other sport they get to have fun, right? I mean, like Aaron Rodgers is going on Joe Rogan's podcast. If you want to hear him talk about doing drugs, you can go there and do that. and literally with golf, I've never heard a golfer on an interview show.
Yeah. No,
and so I think this
I'll
is
look it up.
Yeah, I think they're very funny. Now you might
I'll
not think they're
up.
Funny, but at least the it's out there. At least you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So like it's
I got you.
It's certainly subjective, I but I think it's a
okay.
Yeah.
All right, horse racing happy hour tonight. Who do you have on the show?
No one. Do you know the problem? I'm trying to get John White, who does the morning lines at Santa Anita. The problem is
I know John. I've met
you
John.
Ask him one question, and 26 minutes later, you wake up, and he's still talking. So it's I love him. He's got great stories. He told a menage a trois story on our air, and he thought he was being very funny. John. So like you can imagine John White just breaking into a menage a trois story. Like he got off of the broadcast with us, and I went, hey, Mike, did he just tell a menage a trois story? He's like, yeah, for like 5 minutes. And I was like, yeah, okay, let's just make it sure.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I hope you get him on.
There you go. Reminder, Bobby V up next at noon. excuse me, doing a little fast break Friday, and then you will get Streetle and Sweezy at 3 o'clock. I'm thinking about going up there to bother those guys.
You should.
Yeah.
You,
a little sports book. Bet some ponies this afternoon.
There you go. And tomorrow at 11 o'clock, and I praised Pat yesterday. Pat's on fire with his picks here the last few weeks. So if you have a chance to wager on college football, you need to be with us especially tomorrow at 11 o'clock with Picks with Pat, brought to you by Chef's Cut Pizza. And what else is going on, Louie?
We'll talk Santa Anita tomorrow.
Santa Anita, okay. That'll be good. Yeah. Okay. And as you said earlier, a lot of winning your in races this weekend for the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah, maybe you and I bounce around and talk Belmont, Santa Anita, Churchill, do the whole thing.
There you go. All right. We'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow. We hope you will be too. This has been Issel and Louie on ESPN 680 105.7. Have a great day, everybody.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.